This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
You know what I realized? Most of my life hacks involve me being super lazy and figuring out ways to get things that I want without having to get up. So I don't know if that's like a super good life hack, because my son and I were trying to figure that out today because he was passing something to me and he rolled a can on the ground to push the thing that I wanted closer to me. And I was like, my God, we're so lazy. But this all came about because of a Marlins coach. So today it was hot and humid and the first base coach, Perry Hill for the Marlins, went out with a wet piece of lettuce underneath his batting helmet.
What?
And apparently, he got this life hack from Pete Rose, who said that he used it while gambling to, he didn't say that last part, to keep cool during baseball games. And I thought, that's ridiculous. But then I remembered, I don't know, like the first year this show was on, the amazing thing that got brought to the table that we were told if you lick your wrists, that you'll cool down. And yeah, we were like, that's stupid. And you might be thinking that right now. That's stupid. Try it. Mm-hmm. And then text us at 877-881-1053 and be like, hold up. Does that actually work? Yes, it does.
Yeah, when I was working at Channel 8, I remember there was some heat stuff they were just Kevin's so licking nice. His wrist right now.
So nice.
There was some heat stuff that they were discussing, right. And there, you know, there were some heat strokes going on and everything, and they said, "Hey, you know, if you get warm or dehydrated or something, make sure you go to the sink, run cool water over your wrists. You know, make sure you cool off your armpits. You know, there are just certain spots on your body that get warmer, and those are areas that have main like blood vessels running through.
Right.
And because if you can cool off those main arteries, then you can cool off most of your blood. Not like freeze it, but you can cool it down just a little bit. And by licking your wrists, basically what happens is the cool air blows on your skin, and then that kind of cools the blood flow through the rest of your body.
And the reason why you can't do that with your armpits is because you can't lick your armpits. You'd have
to. That sounds.
I can lick my arm.
That sounds like a challenge.
I just did. But I don't want to.
Yeah.
I just wait. I can.
Okay.
It's just deodorized.
It's interesting that Corey said I just did instead of I just proved I could. All right. So that's life hack number one. Then I want to take you to Jim Tom Sula. You recall he had a spectacularly unremarkable run with the 49ers. Now he's an assistant with the Redskins. And I guess he's like giving out tips about drinking and stuff like that. So he was asking people at camp about what the best Australian beers were. And then he told a reporter, if you're going to drink a PBR, you have to get it to be freezing cold and then put a pinch of salt in it. Because he said it will, quote, change your life.
Hold on. What? Put a pinch of salt in it.
Put a pinch of salt in your freezing cold PBR, and he said it will, quote, change your life. So I don't know about that, and I don't know about the lettuce on the head, but these are their life hacks, and I wanted to see maybe what some of y'all's best life hacks were. 877-881-1053, or you can give me feedback on what you think the legitimacy of these hacks are.
Okay. All right. Colby?
I've got a few that I use during my lifetime. Of course, I love the, if your battery has too much gunk on it, put the Coke on it and watch it all like go away.
Like the soft drink?
Yes. Not like you don't have to go like buy illegal cocaine.
Okay, because that seems like just getting a different battery would probably be better off for you than that.
Right.
So you pour soda onto your battery. Is that not bad for your battery?
I mean, it cleans all the stuff off of it that was causing it not to have contact with the battery cables.
Then it's not gross and sticky?
I mean, it's Coke. Of course it's gross and sticky.
Oh, okay.
But
it's better than the other way.
Yeah, it's better than it not working. So there's that. And also, I love a lot of food hacks. Like you're out of flour, right? And you need to fry something up. Well, crush up some chips and fry it in that.
Oh, instead of like breadcrumbs or whatever,
right?
Flour and stuff.
Yeah, instead of using that, actually, I made Dorito fried pickles over the weekend.
Okay,
they were Cool Ranch.
All right.
So, I mean, that's
see, that's what's killing me right now is like I want this stuff so bad.
Oh,
I can
yeah.
have pickles, but I can't have Dorito fried pickles.
No, you certainly can't.
And yes, I have salted my beer before. It usually ends up overflowing it, but I like to use like the dill pickle salt or the lemon lime salt. On mine.
Beer salt is yeah. an actual thing.
Yeah,
so.
Huh. Does this count as a life hack? Is, you know, not always, but if you get in a jam, you're pressed for time, or it's ridiculous traffic out there, whatever, you know, the breakdown lane or whatever, that could be a suggestion that you're not supposed to drive in it for a second.
No.
Oh.
No, dude, you're not supposed to drive in that lane. Like, that should be considered a safe zone for people that are in wrecks.
But what if there's nobody there?
You never know when somebody's going to have to pull over. And so you're flying, you're going 50 miles an hour down the highway, and you're like, you know what? I'm just going to get over here because it looks like traffic's dumb. And now all of a sudden somebody's like, oh, my car's dying. Boom, and you started a wreck. And you know what? Now everybody has to call the Frankels.
Oh, well, that's business for them. That seems like a positive. Yeah, it's just sometimes, like, I think one of my buddies told me once, they were like, you can't cross if it's a double white line. And he said, that's more of a suggestion, because if you really couldn't cross, there'd be like a giant wall there. And I thought, that makes a lot of sense to me. And so sometimes, like, people are really awful at driving.
Oh, yeah.
And so if sometimes you have to just cruise around them, that's my life hack, is you can cut off 5 minutes from your commute every now and again if you have to.
My favorite life hack, I don't even know if this is a life hack. This may be, like, considered just how you do it, how you thaw stuff. But I always take my wife's grills or whatever. Are they like their screens? She has these screens that she sets cookies on.
Okay.
And they like they air out. And so I take steaks and I put them on that when they're frozen and let the air circulate underneath it. And it thaws faster. My steaks and chicken and whatever I'm trying to thaw faster because there's airflow around everything. What usually happens is you set a steak out. You set it on the counter. Counter is going to be cool underneath where the steak's frozen, right?
Right.
So if you take the little cookie thing or you take something where air can circulate underneath it, boom.
You're in business.
That thing's thawing in like 15 minutes.
Okay, that's a good way to do it. Colby, here's a bad way to do it. From the 972, I put Coke on my battery and it did nothing. I feel like I wasted $200.
Done.
So I think they put the different
one that's on there. The wrong Coke if it cost you $200. From the 817... Pizza Hut has Wing Wednesday and Pasta Tuesday. It's half price. Use future order and you can get half price wings or pasta on any day you want. Just future order it on the day of the actual special.
Oh, dude. Okay. I tried that at another pizza establishment and the code expires after like a day. I was kind of bummed out about that. From the 469, never throw away a t-shirt. Cut them up and use them as cleaning rags. Plus, you get fond memories from when you used to wear the shirt. You know who didn't take that advice is the guy at the Toadies concert at Texas Live. When he got in the fight in the mosh pit and his shirt got half torn off, he just ripped off the rest of his shirt and threw it right in the trash in one really smooth motion.
It was a pretty amazing move for a guy that was as hammered as he was.
He really was, wasn't he?
Here, you guys ever take your cell phone and put it in a Ziploc bag so you can take it in the shower with you?
No. What?
No.
Do you do that?
You ever take your phone in the shower?
No.
So you can get work done and stuff? While you're in the shower.
How long is your shower?
Yeah.
Pretty extensive shower. Yeah.
What does that mean? Like how many minutes?
I like to spend time in the shower.
Can you not spare that much time? Like, you can go without your phone for that long.
Watch videos, look at Twitter or something.
How long is the shower for you?
Depends on how long the video is.
Should you be focusing on cleaning?
That's
well, I kind of am cleaning while I'm in the shower, Reggie. Like, that's what
He's
I'm
just
doing.
Focusing
while I'm
on that one spot.
You kind of am cleaning while I'm in the shower.
Yeah,
kind
of. I'm cleaning up while I'm in there. So I'm just saying, you know, or okay, hold on. Ziploc bag your phone when you go for a run in the rain. Or, yeah, there you go. Or while you're swimming.
Or you just don't
take
go
pictures swimming.
Now you can take pictures underwater.
David swimming?
Yeah.
What? Okay, that, no, I do not support that. Did you just say if you put your cell phone in a Ziploc bag, you can take pictures underwater while you're swimming?
Yeah.
Have you tried that out, or is this theoretical?
I mean, it's mostly theoretical still.
I feel like that might not work exactly how you think.
But it works in the shower, so, I mean, you might as well feel, like, comfortable going underwater with it.
You know, I'd rather not just take my phone that's not waterproof anywhere near water.
Okay.
Did you not hear the way Corey described it? I feel like he gave you pretty sound evidence.
Sound of what? And plus, okay, it's a Ziploc bag, right? Mm-hmm. So what happens if it's like one of the little seals or whatever breaks on it or something?
Colby, that's a simple fix right there. It's
two Ziploc bags.
What is it? Yellow and blue make green?
Right.
So if it's not green, then you're in trouble. If it is, you're fine.
You're doing all right, man. Pay dirt. All right. What about, you know, those little, what are those things where the guys climb mountains and they have the little hooks, the little things where the, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Oh, like rappelling cables
and
stuff
too? Yeah, the rappelling
hooks,
the little hook thing. Cause it's, you screw the thing on, you're going to screw it. Right. And so you take the little screw thing and it seals it up. And what you do is you take all your grocery bags, put them all on this hook. Seal it all up. Now, every single grocery bag on one freaking hook right there. And they're not going to break.
Clips, those utility clips. Yeah. Yeah, those things as well.
The utility clips.
So, okay, so you're using that while you climb up the mountain?
No,
or are
to
you
carry
saying,
your groceries
okay,
into your house.
One trip.
One trip, baby.
So where,
I can
where
do
is
one
all
trip
the
with
rope?
My hands.
Yeah, where is all the rope anchored?
You don't need any rope. You just need the hooks. You just need the hooks. And you carry all the bags on your hook.
I got 10 hooks right here. How many more hooks do I need?
I'm just saying, dude, that's an option right there.
I am intrigued by that because I do feel like in terms of like small little problems in the world, nothing beats me down more than having to make a second trip back.
Oh, yeah.
My suggestion would be have a kid.
Like have them do it.
Yeah, they can eventually at least help, if not do most all of the work.
Significantly more costly solution.
And here's what happens, Colby. So you're walking in. You're walking into the house. And I know we walk in through our garage, but I got everything on the hook, right?
Mm-hmm.
If I have to open the door, set them down, I just reach down and grab the hooks. I don't have to grab 16 different spots of the bags again. I just grab my hooks and walk in.
I just kick door with foot till somebody opens it.
All right. Now, that is my question, Corey, because what if you run into an individual who would rather die than put those bags down, and they're going to fight until the end of time to get that door open without having to put back? I'm not saying this is anyone in particular. Could be me. And they're not going to put those bags down because that just feels like you lost the battle.
You're going to sit there and try and open
absolutely.
No matter what, even if you dump all your pickles jars out. And
so do you
jellies.
Have a life hack for that?
Yes.
I can open a door
don't
with my
say
foot.
Put it down.
The carabiner or whatever. That's what it's called. The carabiners. Yeah, you just, now you can just, you're probably going to have a better, you take, here's what you do, Kevin. You have the carabiner, right? With all your bags on one hand. One hand. You don't need two.
Oh.
It's all on one hand right there. So now you have a free hand to do whatever you want in the shower.
Oh, hold on. We're talking about your groceries, for God's sakes.
Or wherever you're going. Yeah, is it carabiner or caraburn? Carabiner.
People are asking if, like, the butter spilled or something. Gross.
Gross. All right, you know the little keychain loop?
Yes. No, I clicked the link that someone sent in. I'm very trusting. Oh. I probably should be careful about that, huh?
You know the little keychain loop you
yes.
have? It's the little the key ring.
Okay.
All right. So let's say your zipper won't stay up, mm-hmm. and you got a button fly. Mm-hmm. You take the little key ring thing, loop it through the hole in your zipper, pull that up to the button, wrap it around the button, zipper staying up. Boom. Life hack.
Or go to a tailor.
Man, Reggie's fancy like that.
Yeah, who has a tailor?
By the way,
my Kingsman or something? Come on.
Most dry cleaning facilities.
I
oh,
do have,
they really?
Are you serious?
A lot of them, yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Wow. You have a nice life hack if you're in a place where you don't have your cable or however you get your TV and you like really want to watch the game that's on regular TV. You can use my method, which is get a jumper cable.
Colby swears by the jumper cable, by the way.
You put it on the back where the cable goes, and then you attach it to something metal, like you're in a garage. You attach it to the garage door,
uh-huh.
or you can attach it to the windowsill, uh-huh. or the patio, or whatever. Now, you've got a kick-ass antenna. Now, I've heard people say you can just place a paperclip back there to where the cable goes, and that will kind of work. But this is one of the best antennas you'll ever have. It just looks kind of funny sitting in your living room.
Yeah, just with the window, dude. And also, use duct tape to open a jar. If you can't open your jar.
Or rubber bands. Rubber bands are good for increase grip.
Yeah. Really?
Well, you can use duct tape to actually get leverage, some torque on that son of a gun right
Makes
there.
Sense. I'm just offering alternative solutions.
I like your alternative
solutions.
We're
still talking about the jar. From the 972 life hack, take all the napkins from Taco Bell.
True.
What? How's that a life hack? That's just stealing.
Yeah, that is just stealing.
Is it stealing, though? They're free.
They're not mutually exclusive.
Like, they don't say, hey, that's only take
point.
Seven.
Yeah, but don't you get to a point where you realize you're taking too many? For example, I feel like I'm teetering on this point at the gym. Is they have this big bucket of those little Tootsie Rolls, like the small individual ones.
Uh-huh. At the gym?
Yeah, at the gym. Seems counterproductive. They also have pizza once a month and bagels once a month. And I was like, they're trying to keep you here.
Sounds like your gym is hustling backwards.
No, absolutely. So I've got a candy jar at home that I just wanted to fill up with Tootsie Rolls. I don't actually eat them yet, but I wanted to fill it up. So sometimes I definitely take... I feel like I probably take more than I should. Like, how many? Can I take a handful? Do I take three? What do we think is the appropriate number? Same concept with napkins.
I mean, it's free. The appropriate number.
I'm not going to take all of them.
Yeah, you could. What are they going to say?
Yeah, you know what I used
Bring
to do?
Bring them back?
With peppermints at restaurants, I would grab the whole jar, pour it into my pocket in front of them, and just walk out.
No,
what are they
going to
do?
Would not.
Are they going to ask me to not please take one, sir? I would stare them in the eye while I did it, too.
Be like,
what are you going to do about it?
Come and get it.
Yeah. Come reach into my pocket and take this thing out of there.
I used to like to take
the
big wheel of toilet paper at the restaurant. Or the
restaurants have the worst toilet paper though.
Yeah, yeah, it's single ply.
I would rather
gross.
Braid all of my butt hairs than have to use that toilet paper. That freaking glass cardboard they have mixture. It's like sandpaper.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.